somebody would go around and drop the handkerchief, and if you made the ring around and picked it up before they saw it, why, you had to be put in the pot in the middle. Oh, no, I can't remember them things. But we used to play all kind of games out in the yard.
Well, that's good. That's two of them. Can you think of any of them?
I know we used to have a great big circle. And one would get in there. And I can't remember what he did until he got the right one, whatever it was. It's funny, I can't remember these things, but as I said,
it's been a long time since you played them.
My mind is a getting bad. I hope I never go crazy. I hope I never lose it all. But I can't remember things like I used to. I cannot.
Well, now you said something else you had was peanut oil.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, people used to grow a lot of peanuts to feed hogs on. And if it was going to be at my house, all of us children would get out and just pick off the wash pots full, wash them and put them on and boil them, and then the neighbors, all be invited, would come in. We'd just get out and eat peanuts, laugh and talk, have a good time. But now the children, it's all different.
Well, now, was that something that children would do?
Yeah, the small ones and the grown ones. Uh-huh. And a lot of times the parents come. Uh-huh. And if you was going to go to a peanut boiling over at Uncle Bill's tonight, everybody looked forward to that. Mm-hmm. It was usually on Saturday night.
Well, and I had it.
And just bought peanuts. And we eat boiled peanuts.
Oh, yeah, I think they all look good. Well, can you think of any other kinds of social things like that? Peanut boiling and the cane grinding?
Well, I tell you, they used to have little dances around. Our daddy didn't never want us to go to them, but we did go once in a while, a little community dance. They'd have somebody pick the guitar and the violin, play the violin, and they'd get around and square dance a little bit. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm.
But your daddy didn't like that?
He didn't like us to do that. But my husband used to love to dance. He did love to dance. I never did dance. I just never did, but he did. We went to a few after we married in the neighborhood. He enjoyed it. And my daughter always, you know, she learned to dance at school. And she said, Daddy would always go dance. It's like, I'm big enough to dance, then you wouldn't go to the
Let's see now. Can you tell me something about the dances themselves? Do you remember what they were like? Were they all square?
Well, they square dance then, and they'd somebody call now, if you know what that is. I don't.
I've heard of that.
Well,
yeah.
And it was right pretty. Uh-huh. Once in a while, you see it on TV now. Uh-huh. And they enjoyed it, them that did dance. They really enjoyed it.
I imagine it was fun to go watch, too.
Yeah, it was.
Dance.
Yeah.
And
you know, there'd be a few that didn't do what you call buck dance. Get out. Well, I don't know, you see that on TV a lot now, but they call it buck dance then. They just get out and dance, just one person, to the music. If you ever like watch Lawrence Welk, you see the
I do watch him sometimes.
The man on that, a lot of times he'll buck dance. It's something similar to that, only he's a whole lot more professional than I've ever stepped. That's one of the programs we try to watch. Uh-huh. We bought a new TV and we couldn't even get it to play last night.
Oh, gosh, that's too bad. Yeah, that's right. I heard you on the phone. Mm-hmm. So I mentioned that. Mm-hmm. Now, let's see. Would you tell me a little bit about your school? When it opened up in the morning and how you got there and what you did? And
well, we walked. I was always close enough to walk. When we went to Tyson's school, we walked. Of course, it was a little better than 2 miles when we went to Tyson. My children all used to walk from here to Ridgeville and carry
that's
their lunch.
A little walk. How far is
that's
it?
That's 2 miles. Uh-huh. And we walked and carried our lunch in a dinner bucket.
And what's a dinner bucket?
Well, it was a tin bucket with a lid. And